Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast presented by the Little Shaman. That's me. Today I wanted to talk to you about relationships and marriage. I recently read an article called "She Divorced Me Because I Left Dishes by the Sink." It was posted on mustbethistalltoride.com, and it's an excellent read. I recommend it. It's written by a man, but the advice and insight that he gives can apply to either gender for sure. Now, the author talks about his relationship with his now ex-wife in the article and what his part was in the eventual collapse of his marriage. And one of the things he mentioned is that he always left dishes by the sink. Now, obviously, this is not why his wife divorced him. He's using that as an example to illustrate a larger point, that little things matter, and if you habitually disregard your spouse's feelings, even over things that you don't think are that big of a deal, you're eventually going to end up divorced, which is what happened to him. His point about the dishes in the sink was that if he just would have taken the few seconds to put the glass in the dishwasher, he could have both avoided an argument and made his wife feel heard and respected at the same time. But since he didn't do that and felt it was more important to argue over it, he's now divorced. This is a common situation in many relationships, and oftentimes, I think probably most of the time, what people think they're fighting about is not really what they're fighting about at all. He thinks he's fighting about a stupid glass and that she just wants to control him and nag him, so that makes him angry. She thinks she's fighting for his love and to be heard and respected, so that makes her hurt. Now those are two totally, totally different things. Men who consistently feel that their wives are trying to control them will leave. Women who don't feel heard and respected don't feel love, and they'll also leave. So this is not a problem with chores. It's not about a dirty glass in the sink. It's a communication problem where neither person is able to accurately convey what they're trying to say. Every attempt to make the other person understand just makes it worse. He's trying to say, it's a dirty glass, it doesn't mean anything, and you making such a big deal out of something so silly is the problem. Now that's anger, and anytime she tries to tell him it's not about that, you know, because for her it's not, it's just gonna make him angrier. She's trying to say, it's not about the glass, it's about how you don't respect my feelings or listen to me. You thinking it's just about the glass is the problem, and that's hurt. So anytime he tries to tell her she's making a big deal out of nothing, it's just gonna hurt her feelings more. Because to her it sounds like he's saying her feelings are nothing, they're no big deal. That's just a vicious cycle. Nobody is able to clearly understand the other person's point because they're basically speaking two different languages. He's not able to see why she cares so much, and she's not able to see why he doesn't care at all. It just turns into a big argument over something that, I mean, it really is silly. On the surface, it's a glass in the sink, you know, and it turns into a big argument because she feels hurt and he feels angry. And that was the author's whole point. He really couldn't see that it was hurtful to his wife for him to leave the glass by the sink, because it reiterated to her every time she saw it that he didn't care about her feelings or respect them. He stated that if he understood then what he understands now, he would have just done it. I mean, he still doesn't care about putting dirty glasses in the dishwasher and probably never going to, but he realizes now that it was such a small, easy, simple thing to do to make a person he loved feel respected, and yet he failed to do it. Not just once, but over and over and over, he failed to do it. He even fought her about it, making her feel even less respected, less heard, and more hurt every time. One of the most poignant sentiments the author expresses in the article is that he wishes he could remember now why the things she wanted seemed so unreasonable to him at the time. This is a very telling wish. It seemed important enough at the time to basically like wage war with his wife over it, and now he can't even remember why it mattered so much. How many times have we all felt like that? I mean, haven't you ever been arguing with someone really passionately in the car? And then something happens where you almost get in an accident, you almost get killed, and then scares you to death. And you look over at the person you're arguing with. Suddenly the argument just doesn't seem very important anymore when you get faced with something that really is important. Whatever you're mad about just seems foolish. It doesn't seem to matter. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen enough to sort of shock people out of the zone and show them how pointless and petty some of these things really are when they're compared to the lifetime commitment you've made to your spouse. So let's think about it like this. Using this article's example, is taking 2 seconds to put your cup in the dishwasher really just too much to do for someone you've pledged your entire life to? If it is, then why did you even get married? Too many marriages fail for that exact reason. And it's such a shame because it doesn't have to go that way. People just don't seem to want to try anymore. It's as if when people realize that a marriage or a relationship is not about them, they don't want to do it anymore. That's a shame. When I was reading the comments on the article, some people suggested that the author's wife was wrong for getting upset or feeling disrespected by him not putting the cup in the dishwasher. First of all, it's their marriage. You know, no one has the right to make judgments. We've all got little things like that about ourselves. So let's just not be judgmental. And second of all, let's be honest. Even if she was being nitpicky about it, is it really something that is so hard to do? It's not worth an argument. You have to learn to pick your battles in a marriage. Trust me, I've been married for 11 years. Some things are just not worth it. They're not worth it. Third, the author never said that leaving dishes in the sink was the only thing that he did wrong or that his wife was an angel. You know, he never said anything like that. He was just using that as an example of the type of husband that he was. Someone who would rather fight for his right to put the cup in the sink and do battle with his wife over it rather than just put it in the dishwasher. He's speaking of his responsibility for his behavior, which is the one thing that he has control over. He has no control over what she did or didn't do. Now, could his wife do some work on herself? Absolutely. Nobody's perfect. But he's taking responsibility and saying what he felt he did wrong. And that's something that all of us could do a little more rather than trying to blame. He said he finally sees that to her, it was never about the dishes. This is something that too many people really do get wrong in a relationship. Because to put it bluntly, it's not just about you. Your feelings are not the only ones that matter. Just because you don't think something is important doesn't give you the right to act as if your partner is wrong or stupid because it's important to them. If you continually dismiss your partner's feelings or say their feelings are stupid or childish or silly, you're gonna end up divorced. I mean, you might not be wrong. Maybe your partner's feelings about something do seem silly or stupid. But if you care about your partner, then you should care about their feelings, even if you don't care about what their feelings are about. Telling your partner that it's not a big deal, you're only reiterating to them that you don't really care about their feelings and consequently about them. That might not be what you mean, but that's how they're gonna take it. Now, I wanna be clear that this is not to say you should be your partner's slave and just, you know, do everything they say. But if it really is too hard to do such a small, simple thing to save an argument and show respect for a person's feelings, you might wanna really think about how much you wanna stay married, because it shouldn't be that hard. Many of the comments on the article also said things like, well, she was just trying to control you and you did nothing wrong, or I'm sure you did plenty of things like mow the lawn and take out the trash and all these other things, you know, she should not care so much about a stupid dish in the sink. Apparently, all of those commenters missed the entire point of the article. The author made the point several times that that exact mindset is what ruined his marriage. Marriage isn't about proving who does more or constantly trying to one-up your partner. Arguing about a dish in the sink or going tit-for-tat over every little thing is pointless. It doesn't solve anything, and it only results in hurt feelings that never even needed to happen if people could just stop being so selfish and self-righteous. Now, recently there was a post making the rounds on social media that asked the question, would you give up social networking for a healthy relationship? In reading through literally thousands of comments, the response seemed to be pretty evenly split between yes and no. The people who responded negatively, though, seemed to be almost angry at the idea, and the majority of them stated that a healthy relationship should not require you to give up anything. This seems to imply that many people think healthy relationships have no problems or require no work or sacrifices. That's not reality at all. There was more than a hint of entitlement in some of the responses as well, with many people being really indignant, you know, and answering like, I shouldn't have to. Well, the question wasn't should you, the question was would you, first of all. But when someone says I shouldn't have to, my question to them is why not? All relationships have problems. All relationships require work and compromise to last, and every single relationship requires sacrifice from both partners. No one ought to be forced to do something they don't want to do, but if someone really doesn't believe they should ever have to sacrifice for a relationship, they don't understand what a relationship is. Trying to join two lives together and live together for years and years is very hard. It's one of the hardest things most of us will try to do in our lives. Don't make it harder by refusing to compromise, because things that won't bend, break. The response from people to that silly post and the comments on the article really give us a view into the state of marital relations in the world we live in now. There was another post going around about not making your wife or your girlfriend feel abandoned by playing video games too long. And it was the same type of responses. I shouldn't have to give up this, and I shouldn't have to do that, and why doesn't she come play video games with me? No one is saying that anyone should have to give anything up, but if your spouse, and it's not just men or women, it was mostly men who were saying that. If your spouse has to play video games to get your attention or to be able to spend time with you, that's a very, very serious problem. If you truly cannot turn off a video game for your partner, then there's another problem going on there. But maybe that's why the divorce rate is so high. So many people are just not willing to bend at all, even regarding things that are silly and unimportant. A cup in the sink, not important. A video game, not important. Social media, not important. These things are not more important than your marriage. But the way it is now, everything has to be a stand for individuality and rights and manhood and womanhood and pride. People simply refuse to give up anything they want, even for the betterment of the marriage. And that is a tragic shame. Marriage is about compromise. It's not about everybody getting whatever they want all the time. Reasonable requests to stop doing something that hurts your partner should be honored. If someone really cannot do that for a person they claim to love and have promised to be with forever, they shouldn't be married. And that's the bottom line. Your partner should not feel like they have to beat you over the head to get your attention or to get you to listen to them. Now, the good thing is these problems are not insurmountable. People can learn to understand what each other are saying, and people can learn to compromise better and to be a little more accommodating. But it takes work, and you have to be willing to do it. The question you have to ask yourself is, are you? Before we close out the show, I want to be very clear that this is not about abusive relationships. If you really feel that your rights really are being violated by your partner, then you should not be married to that person, because either they are truly violating your rights, or you don't understand what rights violations actually are, and you don't have a personality that is compatible with marriage. Either way, the marriage should end. For examples of what I'm talking about, asking you to take out the trash is not abusive. It does not violate your rights. Dumping the trash on you because you didn't take it out is abusive. It does violate your rights. Another example might be asking you to spend less time playing video games is not abusive. It does not violate your rights. Smashing your gaming console because you play too much is abusive, and it is violating your rights. So I just wanted to be clear, there are situations where someone is controlling, where they're emotionally abusive, or they're pathologically jealous. I am not referring to those type of situations. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast with me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.